when you get a blister, the liquid that's in that blister
is pus.
And what else you call it?
Well, if, like if you burn yourself, it don't be pus, it be water.
Oh, okay then.
When you, you know, open it, take a needle or something and you know, catch it in the water run out.
Yeah. Okay then. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
A wound through your arm.
What kind of flesh grows in a wound, you know?
What kind of what?
Flesh, you know, skin, instead of the skin coming back like it was originally, where the wound was, what do you call that kind of flesh? Okay, did you ever hear proud flesh? Yeah, it's supposed to be proud flesh. And my tongue got tired here for a minute. Now, we sometimes put medication on our sores and it comes in a little red ball. What do we call that?
Curacao.
But if you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Band-aid.
Okay, no, outside of band-aid, you put a little red something on it. What do you call that?
Iodine.
It used to be, now this used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria. You know what it was? What about pills to take for fever? What kind of pills do you take for fever?
I ain't never taken pills for fever.
Well, have you thought about, have you ever had a white bit of powder in capsules that they use to take for a cold?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, I just call them cold tablets.
And in those cold tablets, what they have? They ever have any, have you ever heard the term quinine?
Quinine. The pills would have quinine in them. Quinine is good for fever.
Uh-huh.
In a ball. Uh-huh. Quinine is in a ball.
Yeah.
And it's good for fever.
Now, let's see. I want you to go and tell me something about your church. What was the name of your church back then when you was in church?
Well, back there before we had churches like we have now. That's way back young. Our church started on a bush harbor.
What is that?
A bush harbor.
Uh-huh.
It's a bush harbor it grows up. Just a bush, just like a trees and things grow up. Well, that's where they say our church started from, a bush harbor.
Uh-huh.
And then from a bush harbor, we began to build a little church, and it was called Shiloh Baptist Church, until we got a big church.